Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So going to some of your questions, one of you had asked about the birth rate. And is birth rate going to go down as we have more individuals who are questioning their gender and questioning you know, if they're LGBTQ, et cetera. And as I've said, I know many people in the LGBTQ community that do want to have kids. However, there is an interesting story that was published by Yahoo Life, where in this Gallup poll, they reported 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ, but many of them are wondering if their future should involve having kids. There was a person, anonymous, 23-year-old teacher, not using a real name, has chosen to use an alias. And she says that one of the concerns would be the cost, the rising cost of raising kids, also climate change. She said, "Would I want to create life if all the coral reefs will be gone before they got to see them?" She writes, "Would I want to bring a child into a world that I am watching end in real time?" Now, this is a 23-year-old teacher, so she really believes that the world is ending. Now, I'm a little concerned by that because we look at the depression that people have. And I'm not saying she as a 23-year-old represents all the Gen Zs or all the LGBTQ members or all the teachers. But we might need to ask, you know, what exactly are people thinking? And if they really feel that if they have children in their children's lifetime, let's say 100 years from today, that the earth is going to be gone, that the world is going to be gone in 100 years, is that plausible? Now, she cites climate change, not nuclear war, but climate change. I get it. I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now. I don't know what the hell happened with Wagner and Putin, and that to me was very odd and strange. You know, they were friends. They hired him. He allegedly storms Moscow, but there really wasn't any fighting. And then all of a sudden he gets exiled to Belarus, and Belarus is a ally of Russia. I'm just confused by the whole thing. Just doesn't make sense to me. But is climate change really going to decimate the earth in 100 years to the point that people don't want to have kids? Now, having that outlook on the world, on your country, where you don't think you want to bring progeny, means we're failing as society. Because the whole purpose of us being here and having our parts is to procreate. That's what the human species is supposed to do. Yes, it is nice to be able to go on vacation and watch Netflix and all that, but animals are supposed to reproduce. That's why our cats are horny and they're always out there trying to look for lovey-dovey, and hey, dogs, they're always rubbing up against, humping to things. There, you know, it's in our nature. That's something we're supposed to do. And so not having kids on purpose because you fear where the earth is going, that's got to make people depressed. That's a very, very heavy thought process. That's a very sad process. The economics I get, it's expensive, even though we have tons of resources. And we have so much out there for kids, So kids could have medical care, kids could have food, kids could, we have resources. I do get that some people question, they could barely afford their own rent, how do they bring a child into the world? I get that. But to not have a child because you think that the earth is no longer going to exist in 100 years, that's concerning. And so I also worry that people might read these accounts going, you see, people who are LGBTQ don't want to have kids. That's not true. Many individuals who are LGBTQ do want kids. I met a very nice couple, two men, and they want to adopt a surrogate and have a child. People, they do want to, and they would be using their, you know, they preserve their fertility. They're cis men who are gay men, and they preserve their parts so they could, you know, donate the sperm for the process. But there's a lot of assumptions that are going to be made, and unfortunately, we're starting to see changes, such as how we approach surgery on children, and gender-affirming procedures and therapies. I think we need to realize that everybody's different. Everybody has their own thought process. Just because somebody is LGBTQ doesn't mean they don't want to have kids. Just because somebody's Gen Z doesn't mean they don't want to have kids or that they want to have kids. And sometimes these people are not wanting to have kids because they really fear the climate and climate change. Now, what blows my mind is the baby boom that happened. How my family, after the Holocaust, after escaping the Holocaust, had kids. Even though they knew that the Holocaust could happen again. And that they had kids. Now, mind you, birth control wasn't that, you know, but I think they really wanted a family. And I get why people would fear, oh my gosh, you know, the world could fall apart, there could be war, my kids could be drafted. And I get that, how I look at it is, you know, I think life will go on. I'm more worried about an asteroid than I am climate change. And I think, we are going to have to, climate always changes. There's always going to be canyons and earthquakes and hurricanes, and we do have to build better levees and have more shelters not be reliant on power. Make sure we have other sources than electricity that we rely on. But it's interesting to see what certain demographics think. And it's if you do want to have kids, have them. It's the best. It's what's for me the best thing I ever did. 1-877 Doc Gully.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So more and more you're hearing the term medical gaslighting. And patients are complaining and telling me that their other doctor gaslighted them. They've been gaslit. And you're like, okay, were you burned? You know, what can I do? Let's get you to burn care. It's a term that is being very commonly used when somebody is being blown off or dismissed or told that their symptoms are psychological, that they're thinking it, that they're making something bigger than it is, and they're blowing them off. And I told you how I was trained was the opposite. And me and the doctors in my generation were trained that if somebody asks you to hunt for something and find out what's wrong, you don't stop until you do. And I have found that the patient was right 99% of the time. I rarely had a hypochondriac. Hypochondriac, that was a term that was used for people that go, oh, this is wrong with me, this is wrong with me. There are true hypochondriacs, but I found that no, the average person had some pathology. And once you found that pathology and addressed it, sometimes the other symptoms went away. So help them find the pathology. The problem with my way, the way I was trained, is it gave us Obamacare. Because we hunted for that tumor. Patient said, I have a tumor. Because we hunted for it. Because we ordered the test. Cost, more medical resources went up. We spent more on healthcare dollars. Obamacare had to come in to try and save the day. And now we have a whole new system. And I'm not defending any doctor in terms of gaslighting, but I'm just telling you what the new system is. Where now the new system is if you order a test and it's normal, you could actually get penalized. ER doctors were telling me a few years back that if they ordered a CT on somebody and the CT was negative, they would get penalized. So now you have this, whoa, we can't order the tests. We're costing the insurance company too much money. We're costing the patient too much money. So as opposed to the patient saying, hey, look, you know what? I think I have this. I think I have this. I think I have this. I'm having something wrong. Rather than us going, you know what? All right, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get to the bottom of it. We might not figure it out all in one visit, but we're going to get to the bottom of this. That's not what's happening. It's, okay, are you sure it's not stress? We're hearing that depression and anxiety is soaring. Are you sure it's not that? You're chronically nauseous. Are you sure it's not your cannabis use? Well, what if it's not the cannabis use? Could it be my gallbladder? Could it be my pancreas? Well, that's expensive. I mean, are you sure you want us to go down that path? No, maybe I'll cut back on the marijuana. So we have this now disconnect. And lawsuits, by the way, so you still miss the diagnosis. You get sued. In fact, I think in Nevada, they're trying to massively expand lawsuit awards. So that might actually change things where doctors are like, you know what? We're ordering the tests again. I don't care how much it costs. We're not going to miss a diagnosis. We're going to order the tests. But the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth. So what do you do as a patient? If you have a condition and you think you're being blown off, well, first and foremost, okay, what is, look and see where you're seeking the medical care first. So let's say you're calling telemedicine. And you think you have cancer. So you're calling a telemedicine company. Telemedicine companies pay doctors by the patient. They don't pay a lot. And so that doctor has a certain time limit they need to spend with you, but they can't spend all day with you because they're not getting paid for that. So if you have multiple complaints, they may not be able to address them. So if you do have multiple complaints or something serious, telemedicine may be a nice place to start, but they won't be all-encompassing of the medical care you need. They might not be. People call up going, can you order my MRI? Can you order my PET scan? I can't. I'm not your regular doctor. We need to get you a regular doctor or provider, nurse practitioner, PA. So one is look and see where you're going first. Number two is, are you going to urgent care? Asking for urgent care to be your primary care. Urgent care is supposed to deal, again, with things urgently and then get to the next patient. If you don't have anything acute, they're going to say, you got to go and see your regular doctor. Going to see your regular doctor is not gaslighting per se. That's just triaging you going, I got to deal with the corneal abrasions or the dislocations or the lacerations. So if you're having chronic pelvic pain, you got to go see your gynecologist. I could send you to the ER for a scan, but we just can't do that here. Now, your regular provider. If you have a gynecologist and you're having chronic pelvic pain and they are ordering a pelvic ultrasound, which I've never heard of, that's not the right gynecologist to be at. If you have a family medicine provider or internist, and you are telling them about certain issues that keep coming back that haven't been yet, that's their job. So one option is find a new provider. If you have a provider that says, but we've done everything, now there's this, okay. So what you need to then do is, and don't get defensive, remember this whole new world of doctor reviews and Yelp And it's now changed everything where, you know, providers are like, look, you know what, I'm just going to refer you out. I don't need you giving me a bad review. I could lose my job over it. It's just changed now that a lot of doctors are employees because their employers look at their reviews. So if they think you're going to be defensive and hostile, they might be defensive themselves. So if you have a primary care provider and for some reason they're not doing what they're supposed to, and you have a medical condition and you think it's something more than anxiety or depression, I've taught you guys this before. Ask them to teach you and say, please reassure me, how do I know this isn't cancer? What would the signs be? So I could look for those and report them. And they're like, well, if I tell you them, you're going to say you have them. You could, at that point, go to a different doctor. Go to a different provider. But if you have a provider, say, look, I understand you've done tests on me. How do we know this chronic pain I'm having isn't cancer? What should we be doing? You know, did you order a CAT scan? You did? All right, thank you for doing that. Did they suggest a follow-up? Did they? And usually they do. Many radiologists will say, look, based on the pain, maybe a follow-up in 6 months or a follow-up. All right, so what should that plan be? If I am not, let's say, having anything on ultrasound or CAT scan showing something, what other sort of pathology can cause pain that won't get picked up on a scan? Well, there's tons of things. Ischemia, volvulus, depending on what people have. And then how do I know? You know, is there a specialist in the intestine that I could go see? And then you could go and see a GI provider or something. So sometimes just ask them to walk them through their logic, educate you, because you had family members who had cancer. You want to make sure you're not suffering from the same thing. These symptoms are real. Next is bring somebody with you. Sometimes it helps to have a witness, not a witness for lawsuits, but a witness to tell the provider she's suffering. I've seen her hands turn blue. I've seen her pupils dilate. I've seen her clutch her stomach. What do I do when this happens? I'm here to support her. She's got something serious going on. And then sometimes that two-on-one may allow that provider to maybe think a little more lateral, going, well, if we, you know, we could always do X, Y, and Z. So sometimes having that extra person there. Always get copies of your results. Sometimes seeing them helps, because if you do go and get a second opinion, yeah, I know they might charge you. And honestly, with the way toner cartridges and the way staff is and how expensive staff is and getting somebody to, I get, it is legal for your provider to charge for medical records. It takes time, it takes ink, it takes resources, but then get them. Now, most of the time, though, these places that you get the tests at can give you your own copies. So you might, if you did want the lab work or the, you know, but get those. And then maybe you can ask somebody else for a second opinion. If you ever think you're being gaslighted, go and ask for a second opinion. Say, this is what's happening. And maybe that other person might be thinking, you know what? Are you eating, you know, sometimes these foods can cause, maybe you're having a food allergy. Maybe you're having a gluten intolerance or something. But gaslighting should rarely happen. But if it does, there's things that you could, like I said, do to maybe stave that off. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News update. The head of mercenary troops that marched on Moscow this weekend says the march was a protest. Wagner group boss Yevgeny Prigozhin released new audio Monday, 2 days after halting the march. He said he turned around the troops because he wanted to avoid Russian bloodshed. Speaking at the White House Monday afternoon, President Biden says the United States was prepared for any scenario.
The situation began to develop. As it did, I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour. I instructed them to prepare for a range of scenarios.
All eyes on the Supreme Court as they're set to hand down decisions on student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws this week. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the last week of June is usually when the Supreme Court saves the most contentious, the most grittiest of the rulings. And then they go on vacation. They get the hell out of Dodge. It's kind of like, you know, throwing the grenade and then saying, all right, see you, bye. And so it'll be a very interesting week. And my guess is some of the most controversial cases we're not going to hear about until right before they leave for vacation. One case is Groff versus DeJoy. It's where the justices have to decide whether the U.S. Postal Service has to accommodate a postal worker who is requesting not to work on Sundays for religious reasons. Now, I know some of you are like, the post office is open on Sundays. Yeah, I guess they are. And so I think my grandfather worked for the post office. I know that we thought most we don't get our mail, and it, that's one day that we don't. But apparently, some offices are still open. And there is Gerald Groff had requested to not work on Sundays because it's the Sabbath. For him, the decision could change the standard According to The Hill, when businesses must provide religious accommodations under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. In Counterman versus Colorado, the court is grappling with a man's appeal of a First Amendment, where the high court, let me see here, hold on a second. There is a constitutional challenge to a Pennsylvania law which mandates that corporations doing business there consent, that state courts have jurisdictions to hear lawsuits against the company. Oh, these are a few different... Okay, they're not talking about that case. This is one of the cases that is pending. There's another case, Counterman versus Colorado, where the court is looking at someone's First Amendment rights. The high court has, quote, carved out true threats as an exemption to free speech protection, and the case will clarify when it applies when a reasonable person regards the statement as a threat of violence or when the speaker intended for it to be threatening. That is apparently he's trying to appeal his stalking conviction. And so I guess if somebody, did he really threaten somebody or did he, so that's interesting. Okay, a threat is not supposed to be, you can't say I'm going to kill you, and then that's protected under First Amendment rights. That's a threat. So that'll be interesting. Another case, Mallory versus Norfolk Southern Railway, are looking at a constitutional challenge to a Pennsylvania law which mandates that corporations doing business there consent that state courts have jurisdiction to hear lawsuits against the company. And then in Arbitron Austria GmbH versus Hetronic International, the justices are weighing whether federal law can be used to punish trademark infringement if the infringement happens overseas. So that's an interesting case. But the big, big cases that they're looking at is student debt relief, affirmative action, same-sex wedding websites, and these aren't easy. These aren't easy. So with the student loan debt relief, this is where during the Democratic primary they promised to write off all student debt. President Biden, I don't think was the original one who brought that up, but because he won the nomination, he had to adopt some sort of student debt relief. So even though this usually goes through Congress, because money that comes in pays for these other issues, and there's there's legalese involved with contracts, etc. The question is was Biden allowed to forgive part of the money? $10,000 for borrowers who meet income requirements, and $20,000 for those who also got Pell Grants. So the Supreme Court has to resolve two lawsuits. If either succeeds, the debt relief will be blocked. During oral arguments, a conservative majority did cast doubt that the administration had the authority to cancel the debts, which would come to billions of dollars. Somebody said it could even cost the government trillions. But they have to decide if the challenges had any legal standing to even come to them. Six GOP-led states and two individual borrowers challenged the plan, and they have brought up various arguments. Missouri's argument received the most attention. Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court's three liberals in questioning the state's theory during the oral argument. But the cases are now Biden versus Nebraska and Department of Education versus Brown. And again, the other cases where two of the individuals don't benefit from it. And even though most of us in America can understand, yeah, that's kind of not fair, you know, if you didn't go to college or you just paid off the last of your student loans before they decided to do this, or if you made choices in where you went to school and where based on because you were obviously going to have to pay and borrow and then you didn't and things happened, that apparently it's a path that justices probably can't go down. But the other one, does Biden have the constitutional right to overstep Congress? If Congress wants to write off student loan debt, they can. But does the president have a right under the COVID pandemic to do that? That's where, yeah. Affirmative action. Affirmative action is an interesting one. The Supreme Court upheld affirmative action in college admissions in 2003. And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, in her majority opinion, made a prediction. She said the court expects that 25 years from now, the use of racial preferences will no longer be necessary to further the interest approved today. That decision was Grutter versus Bollinger. And the 20th anniversary of affirmative action, I believe, was Friday. And so her prediction is might be coming true, where now, you know, do we still have to say, look, what is your race? And then, yeah, if let's say the majority of a population in a city is Hispanic, then do we, is the language, we help the minority get in, or do the, it starts to, as demographics change, is it still relative? So the justices are now weighing whether to overturn it. And so there's been multiple challenges to admission policies at Harvard, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And so we're not sure. The majority appeared skeptical of upholding race-conscious college admissions. Chief Justice John Roberts and conservative Justices Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh have not yet issued the majority opinions for these. But there's the cases are Students versus Fair Admissions versus President and Fellows of Harvard College and Students for Fair Admissions versus University of North Carolina. And again, it's a slippery slope when you you know, when you have we're going to choose you based on race, because always somebody gets discriminated against, and that discrimination may not just be one particular group. It could be any group, and we're supposed to be, under the Constitution, not doing any discrimination. So having any verbiage that allows discrimination could then be a, could become a mess. So it'll be interesting to see what the, and that's what they're looking at. You know, is it that blatant where they are literally just picking certain races or excluding others? Same-sex wedding websites. Web designer Lori Smith is an evangelical Christian challenging Colorado's public accommodation law on free speech grounds. Like many other states, Colorado's law prohibits businesses that serve the public from discriminating based on sexual orientation. She wants to expand her business to create wedding websites, but Colorado's law would demand she create same-sex wedding websites if she wants to do so for opposite-sex unions. She is opposed to gay marriage. So the justices are now set to decide whether public accommodation laws, as applied to Smith and other artists, violate the First Amendment. And Roberts and Justice Neil Gorsuch appear to be probably the ones who are going to author. They have not issued majority opinions from a case, I guess, from a recent case. This case is called 303 Creative LLC versus Elenis. Again, these are complex. You don't want anybody discriminated against anybody. On the flip side, can you force somebody to be in business to do something? So we'll see. Against a religion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember last year we were told that New York City was sinking? In fact, there's a lot of cities that are sinking. 37% of the global population live in coastal communities. 40% of the people in the U.S. live on the coast. And they say the human impact, densely populated areas, have put increased pressure on the natural environment. They say it's escalated climate change, altered coastlines, and coastal cities' future viability. According to Tree Hugger, since 1880, the global sea level has risen by 8 to 9 inches. And by the end of the century, the sea level is expected to rise by at least a foot above what it was in 2000. Now, another report today, Women's Health, has talked about New York City literally sinking because it weighs too much. According to a new study, all of New York City is under pressure due to the weight of its many massive buildings, and that it's enough pressure to make it sink. Study published in Earth's Future by New England-based scientists investigating sea level rise on coastal cities, and authors found that the downward pressure exerted by the built environment of New York City is causing the city to sink up to 2 millimeters per year and faster in some parts. 1.68 trillion pounds of buildings are in New York City, and that's a lot of downward pressure. They say New York is emblematic of growing coastal cities all over the world that are observed to be subsiding. There is a shared global challenge of mitigation against a growing inundation hazard. So they say that the increasing risk to sea level rise comes from the sheer weight of the high-rise buildings. The combination of a dropping city and rising sea increases future flood risks. So 12 cities that I guess have been known to be sinking is Alexandria, Egypt. They sit along the Nile Delta. That says the Delta has been eroding as well as the land. Amsterdam. I've been to Amsterdam. It is amazing. It is, everybody calls, you know, Venice the city of canals and rivers. Amsterdam is too. And the Netherlands started implementing mitigation measures about 50 years ago because Amsterdam is sitting below sea level. By 2050, they say the cost of repairing and maintaining damaged infrastructure is expected to reach 5.2 billion euros. They think that by 2100, the sea level is going to rise to 2.5 feet. Bangkok, Thailand, also rising sea level, submerging the city. At times, they have a soft clay known as Bangkok clay, above swampland, which is the foundation of Bangkok, they say. In 2020, parts of the city had already sunk a meter below sea level. I don't know if Venice is in this list, but when I was in Venice and you're in St. Mark's Square, the water level, with the tide, the water levels rise. So you're actually walking around water in St. Mark's Square. And they clear people out, but either rising sea levels or the city's sinking. Charleston, South Carolina has been apparently on loose salt marsh sediment, contributing to the sinking. Their flood days have risen. 23.3 days a year, a massive jump from the 1960s of only 4.5 days a year. Dhaka, Bangladesh is sinking. Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, sinking, they say. Houston, Texas. Groundwater pumping and oil and gas extraction, they said, have made them having issues in the Houston-Galveston region. When I was there, we were driving in water. Now, it might have had just rained, but I'm like, for rain, this water's lasting a little longer. And nobody seemed to be at the beach. And I just wonder if maybe they're, you know, who knows. But that apparently is a city that made the list. Jakarta, Indonesia, is Lagos, Nigeria, and Miami, Florida. Now, Florida we knew would be on this list. The low-lying region of South Florida is susceptible. I don't know if you've ever flown over the peninsula. And it's interesting because it's beautiful. I have family in Florida. Florida is one of my favorite states. But I got to tell you, when you fly over it, you don't get the feeling that there's Florida and then there's water around it. You almost feel like Florida's in the water. And maybe it's the Everglades, maybe it's, but it just looks like the water, you know, wants to start consuming Florida. And I'm really nervous about the sinkholes and the, you know, we worry that maybe the beach erosion as the water takes away some of the structure, you know, what's going to happen to many of those buildings on the beach. So New Orleans, they struggle often nearby Mississippi Delta. Venice, Italy, as we've said, St. Mark's Square, you just commonly see that. So what do you do? How do you respond? The UNESCO Land Subsistence International Initiative tackles the issue of disseminating credible and applicable information regarding land subsistence as it applies to sustainable development and prevention. So they raise awareness, publish guidelines, and foster improved planning. Also, SeaLevelRise.org helps focus on state and federal level solutions to protect coastal communities. And then there's, you know, in terms of New York, though, there's, I mean, you can't unbuild. And the other thing, too, is our weight is increasing, not only as humans, but our cars. We saw what happened with that garage collapse, where either too many cars were parked on the top, or these cars, based on a garage built in the 1940s, are a hell of a lot heavier than cars used to be. And I don't know if you've been to New York City recently, but there's still a lot of cars. Even though there's no place to park, there's still a lot of cars. And it's heavy. You know, New York City, my worry isn't so much that the flooding is a long-term worry. My worry is, like what we saw with that beachside condo, surfside in Florida, my worry is if the ground is not going to be as stable. And as we saw with the Titan sub, the submersible, one weak spot can cause a domino effect. And so when they talk about these cities sinking, you know, they talk about, well, the flood level's rising, but when they talk about the city being too heavy, too many buildings. By the way, if you've ever flown over Manhattan, it's a sight to see. It is exquisite. When you're there, it blows my mind. New York is one of my favorite cities. And when you look at that concrete, how does that small piece of land hold that all together? Well, I don't know how much longer it can. And we keep being told that it's on a fault. Not only do we have to worry about the land eroding, but that there's a fault. Well, that's not good. So I just don't want there to be an earthquake, any crumbling. By the way, we have a supervolcano on the verge of eruption, we're being told. Daily Express US said the supervolcano could spark mass extinction and nuclear winter. The supervolcano is in Italy. The crust of Campi Flegrei volcano near Naples in southern Italy is becoming weaker, more prone to erupting. I was there a few years back. And they say make an eruption more likely. They think it could erupt soon. Last time was 1538. If so, a lot of molten rock, volcanic gases high into the stratosphere could lead to 100-foot tsunamis, sulfur, toxic ash. Okay, sorry. Wish I had something more positive to bring up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.